And we have with us now
Ryan Satchery.
And you're from?
University of Notre Dame.
Ryan, thank you for joining us. Let me ask you a question. What two things do you wish parents would know about the recruiting process?
Well, absolutely. The first thing is getting out in front of it early. You know, we have a lot of parents that sometimes contact us, or kids contact us a little bit late in the game. And for some of your upper-end academic schools, the admission process takes quite a while. And so, you know, I think certainly being in front of the game a little bit, knowing the profile of school that a kid would be a great fit at and would be looking for is important early on, and you know, certainly makes things a lot better for them as they have more options as time goes on. And then, you know, I think just making sure that their desires are known as far as what kind of school that they do want to have once they've made that decision, and the contacting the coaches and reaching out and being proactive in the process.
Thank you very much. Very good advice. Let me ask you this. Here at a national tournament, what do you suggest parents do or parents don't do?
Well, certainly, you know, I think you want, as a college coach, you want to see the kid perform based on what he wants and what he or she is doing. And so I think sometimes you can sometimes have the parent that's a little bit too overbearing at times and too controlling, and particularly of the recruiting process. And, you know, once the tournament's done, if a college coach wants to speak to the kid, you know, I think the parents can certainly be there, and the college coaches may have questions for the parents. But, you know, when addressing the kid, I think the college coaches want to hear what the kid has to say and maybe not get the answers only from the parents, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. I thank you for that. And let me ask you, during a time like this, during rain delay, what is it that you do?
You know what, honestly, catch up on the real work that we have to do and you know, return emails and make phone calls and plan for our upcoming season that's, you know, only a month away. So we actually don't mind these rain delays because we get to have time to do some other things too.
Well, I thank you so much for your time and enjoy your week here.
Thanks a lot.